Mulibwanji. Welcome back to the Be Official Podcast. I'm your host, your guy, Paul Payne 837. Nafimbi. Today, so we are on a continuation of the Uncut Conversations, but I'm again joined by my man, the man behind the camera, the man behind the machines, the man behind my looks, Director D. But I don't know if I did justice to that.
Yeah, my friends call me D, but most people know me by Director D, filmmaker / content creator.
Nafimbi. You know? As about now, we're going to go straight to the intro. Back to the Be Official Podcast. So we'll be continuing the Uncut Conversations with my nigga. This is the second part. So if you didn't catch the first part, please go back and watch the first part, then come and join us on the second part, you know. So the Uncut Conversations will continue. We are still looking at the song Back in the Day. Go and stream that song, man. Go and stream that song. That's a song for the champions, you know. That's a song for Trump, you know. So true. Yeah. How was the episode last week though?
Was crazy because I think it was my first time being on camera after a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't really like being on camera, but
I had to pull him
out. I'm out here for the Be Official game, so. Was exciting as well.
Yeah.
To be out here just trying to share my story with you people. So, yeah.
And we just want to say thank you so much for the positive feedback we've gotten from just the first episode of the Uncut Conversations. Because we started this and it was just only audio, but just coming on screen. Thank you so much. You know, we are really delighted and the love and the support is overwhelming. So, please continue sharing and liking and commenting. True. The giveaways are still on, so continue doing that. So without any further ado, I think it's high time we get straight into the conversation, you know. So I got some tough questions for this man, you know. Got some tough ones.
Sure.
So, Director.
Yeah.
Picking up from where we left, right?
Yes.
How did your mindset evolve throughout your journey? And what role did positivity and resilience play in your success?
Okay, that's a two-parter question. Give me the first part.
So the first part is, how did your mindset evolve throughout your journey?
Okay.
Yeah.
There's this one quote that I like. I think that always keeps me going. It says, a stretched mind never goes back to its original position. One thing that I've always learned is we all need to jump on the wagon of constant growth.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I think it's always been the age of wanting to learn more mm-hmm. and know more.
Mm.
Always wanting to upgrade my mind from what I knew yesterday to mm-hmm. what's going on today, trying to catch up to how much more I can learn, how much more my mind can, you know, accommodate. It's mm-hmm. like even, I think back in the day when we were using smaller phones.
Yes.
10 MB was a lot. You know what I mean?
Lot,
10 MB back in the day
was a lot.
If you're using a Samsung E250, then you had like a small memory card.
Come on.
A lot.
Motorola V360, but where you at?
Come on, today, we're in TBs now.
Jesus Christ.
So if as a human being you don't evolve,
mm-hmm.
I think you get stuck like BlackBerry.
Oh, no shit.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
But so the continuity of evolving, I think that's what has always triggered me
mm-hmm.
to always want to learn, want to upscale my skills, mm-hmm. Try to tweak what I'm not good at. So the continuous learning process that has always invoked me to, you know, keep my mind positive. Awesome. What's the two-parter? The other part?
So the other side is, and what role did positivity and resilience play in your success?
Again, I don't know why I like quotes. It says, there's another quote that, I think this one even relates with the Bible. Mm-hmm. It does not matter how many times you fall.
Okay.
But the only thing that matters is how many times you get up.
Yes,
yeah. So many of us fall and we fail to get up.
Mm.
But one thing that we misunderstand, I think, as people is we often think failure is not part of success.
Ah, sure.
But the sooner you learn and understand that failure is actually part of success, you get to see your work ethic, your life in a different light, because you know, like, if I fail like this, it does not mean I'm bad at it.
True.
But that means I've just learned one way not to do it.
Yes.
The gentleman that invented the bulb, I think.
Edison.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I think all of us found out that
he failed 1,000.
He failed
999
times.
By the thousands.
By the thousandth time, that's when he got it to light up.
Yeah.
Imagine if he gave up on the 10th try. He wouldn't have figured it out.
Yeah.
But then he said, I learned 999 times of not to make the bulb.
Yes.
The one time he got it right and was crazy. So it's always understanding that failure is part of success, and always you got to keep your mind positive. So imagine if he wasn't waking up with that positive mindset to know that I'm going to figure this out.
Yep.
So even the times that I feel down, my mind is trying to play tricks on me, I failed at something, I always remind myself, like, yo, we got to wake up and get back at it. Yes, it did not work. We got to go back at it. This edit didn't come out the way I thought it would. No, these shots that I wanted to take didn't come out. So constant practice, positive mindset. Yeah.
That's really deep. I think I really relate a lot with what you said. And for me, I think it stems down to, like, looking out how the... from the start until to where we are today, right?
Yeah.
For me, it's kind of like a really different journey that I, like, tend to look at things now, you know? Back in the day, I was on I used to overthink things, right? So let's say if I do a song, I finish making a song, I'll start judge it, you know?
Perfectionist.
Like, exactly, you know? So... my PTSD just couldn't allow me, you know. But back in the day, we never knew that was, we had some PTSD in there, you know, and ADHD included, you know. But that phase, you know, you'd find you hold on to a song like for 6 months, a year, because you just constantly keep on judging it, saying, how will people receive it? How will people say it? What are, you know, like, just the nitty gritty stuff.
Yeah.
But now, looking at how I treat things now, right? Even though we, like, let's say we had a bad, like, the short was really bad, you know, maybe the we had, like, overexposed stuff. Now what I do is that I tend not to overthink stuff. I'm like, okay, we have learned, just like the way you said, right? Yeah. Oh, we failed last time.
Yeah.
What do we need? Okay, next time we need to do better, you know? So there's now that age to say, let me not hold things, right?
Yeah.
Let me give them back to the world, right? It happened. All right, we failed, right? And the problem is that, back in the day, you know, we were all, how can I put it? I think the African mindset has been caged in a way whereby we are afraid of failure.
Yeah,
you
too
know?
Much.
If you fail, and I think it stems down to where if you fail, you're getting whipped like no man's business, you know? So I think it stems down from childhood and it gets carried on to our adulthood. Like,
definitely.
You're afraid to fail.
Yes.
You just want your life to be just like, you know, uphill and very perfect, you know. So I think it's now adjusting and learning certain things and saying, failure is okay.
Yes.
Because failure is part of success, right?
Yes.
And it's what adds much more things
yeah.
to the success part. Yes. You know, there's a picture that circulates on social media. It's the iceberg. I don't know if you've seen it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The tip of the iceberg, then down here, where like the huge chunk is, right? Yeah, yeah. So it's like the tip that's outside, that's the part of success people see.
Yes.
But the amount that's down,
yeah,
that's the amount of failure people don't see.
Yes.
You know, so it's now being in a place where you say, it's okay to fail.
Yeah.
The key is getting back and doing it.
True.
I loved what Vusi said. You know, he said, every day I quit. I'm like, okay, that's unusual for a guy like him to say that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
he
said there are moments when you're trying it, right?
Yes.
And you like, you just can't figure it out. But what do? You quit that day.
Mm-hmm.
And the following morning you say, let me give it another shot.
Come back at it.
Exactly. But most of us quit and quit for good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's learning and saying, I need to be in a place where I am okay to say, okay, today didn't go my way. You know, we try another day.
Yes.
And you move from there.
Yeah.
Then keeping the positive mindset during those times, again, is where it's very important, because now you learn saying, tomorrow it may be different, right? Even though it doesn't go my way, but it might be a different.
You learn something.
So, I mean, you
then
learn something again, you know? So, keeping that mindset again of a winner and a conqueror, that's 837. You're more than a conqueror.
Shout out.
You know? So, it's always very important, because now you know that what I did last time didn't work. Let me try to do it a different way. So, I think for me, those are things that have really worked during the journey.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Po, were there specific habits or practices that helped you stay focused and motivated during challenging times?
So, we're talking about habits?
Yes.
And
habits, practices?
Okay.
That helped you stay focused?
That kept me afloat during the challenging times, right?
Yes.
I think stemming back from what we just discussed, you know, it's keeping the mindset of always thinking, it's hard. To be honest, it's really hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like always cheering yourself on.
Yes.
Because that's one thing you should always keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
No one is always there. Like, you can only save yourself.
Yes.
So being in a place where, one, I need to understand saying failing is okay for me,
yes,
you know? And I need to, I need to forge on tomorrow and try something else different.
True.
And the other thing that I think I learned, the habit, is patience, you know? Patience is virtue, you know? So it's one thing that now I feel like it's gold to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
When you develop the mindset of being patient, geez, trust me, what you're going to endure is a lot and it won't feel that much. But because of how social media and how the world has evolved now, right? It's like now we want the newer things, right? And it's moving at a very faster pace. People can't be patient now, you know? So we are always in a place where we think, I've waited too long.
Mm-hmm.
A year down the line, it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much now. You feel me?
Sure.
2 years? That's too much, you know?
Yeah.
5 years? That's too much, you know? So now we're in a place where we are thinking, we need things to happen then.
Yes.
You know? So I think for me, I had to, again, unlearn things and put my mind in a different space where I'm like, this is what I want, right? But what does God need from me? You know? So it's always now like going back to the Creator and understanding what He really wants for your life. I think for me, that was one huge part in the habits that I had to unlearn, you know, like going back and just starting to listen more, you know, not speak less, you know, listen, trying to develop my character in a way whereby if I fall, I have to get back up, right? That takes discipline, you know, doing the same thing over and over and over.
Till you get it right.
And over again, right? For a long period of time, and still to and you still stand up and say, I really need to go at it again.
Yeah.
That takes discipline.
Yeah.
It's not all the time that you see us on the camera and we feel like shooting.
No.
You feel like, you know, but it's the discipline that's you need to say, you know, I need to work up. I need to go and do this, because if I don't do it, nobody else will. So it's the discipline, you know, and learning the old stuff that I had in my mind, right? And knowing that failure is also part of success. So infusing these habits really just like helped me being pushed towards the next phase I am today. Mm. Yeah.
True. I think just to add on on what you said, I think on my part, I'll start with a specific habit of practices that helped me stay focused. I think I'll tap some few things that you've highlighted is unlearning. Certain habits. Sometimes we might feel like we know it all, but leaving room for growth, that means unlearning certain things that we've learned and letting other things come through the brain and being processed. So it's saying that I don't know everything.
True.
And I might learn, I don't know what I might learn by interacting with you. True. So I tried my best to interact with other creatives, because what most people don't know is I started out as a photographer. I enjoyed photography. It was insane.
Oh, and the first video you shot was Believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny.
Go watch that.
First video we shot aired on...
Trace Gospel.
Trace Gospel.
And it was just only for social media, but it aired on television.
Good times. Good times. So I think I interacted a lot with other creatives in the creative industry in our Zambian space. I tried to meet as many people as I can. I tried to attend to what do they call them? Boot camps?
Boot camps,
workshops, I tried to do workshops, a lot of workshops, boot camps, conversate, inbox. You know, I think those that I had contacts for, I would call them. I think one of the people that I still call to today is Director Mwenya. Great guy.
Shout out.
When I see his works, his grades, his feel.
Yeah.
So I think every time he drops, I feel bad that now he's not dropping a lot of video, music videos. But when he does, I buzz him. I'm like, yo, Derek says, how did you achieve that kind of, you know, lighting? How did you get that grade down? Because he's a dope guy, and I get inspired when I see works like that. So interacting with other creatives also helped. I think the other thing is challenges. How did I stay motivated during challenging times? I think it's hard for everybody. The people that we see that keep doing it, it's not like they've never had low moments. Everybody has low moments. I think he said earlier that it's not every day that we wake up and we want to shoot skits, we want to put out music, we want to do podcast. It's a lot, trust me. But understanding where we are and where we want to get to. So that gap between, if we don't put in the work, nobody else will come put in the work. Like I earlier said, nobody is coming to save you. Trust me, nobody wants to hear the truth, but that is the truth. There are times that you're just going to fall down. Lucky you if you have people that are coming to save you, but often are the times that nobody's coming to save you. You just need to pick up yourself. Shout out TD Jakes. I love the book, Disruptive.
Disrupt.
He says we need to change the mindset.
True.
I'm a believer, so I like to throw in something in there. One thing that you learn from the Bible is the prodigal son.
Yes. Story.
The prodigal son, nobody came to save him. When he saw the condition he was in, the Bible records that something shifted.
Yes.
He had a change in mindset.
Mind, yeah.
Many of us need to become disruptive thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
So until you change your mindset, mm-hmm. your present surrounding, if you're not happy with your present surrounding, yes, he went, spent whatever he had, but he reached to a point where there was nothing else he could do because he did not like himself in his present surrounding. So his mindset shifted. Nobody came to save him,
mm-hmm.
but only his mindset shifted. Then he realized, I need to go back home.
I think, sorry to do, yeah. just like catch you.
Yeah.
There's a saying that says, if you can't change the people around you, change the people around you.
That's deep.
Please continue.
So yeah, he changed his mindset mm-hmm. and went back home. So if the moment you realize you're not happy with the surrounding you're in,
mm-hmm.
you need to change your mindset and realize nobody's coming to change the situation in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's coming to change the situation around my career. Nobody's coming to change the situation around the people I
True.
Hang out with, my
mm-hmm.
relationships, all of that.
Mm.
Until you change your mindset, then that's when things start to change. So realizing that it's only you that can help you.
Yep.
Very important.
Director D.
That's good, good.
So what role did support systems such as friends, family, or mentors play in your journey from struggles to triumph?
I think it's important to always check your surrounding.
Mm-hmm.
They say birds of the same feathers
fly together, flock together, fly
exactly.
together, whatever.
Yeah, birds of the same feathers. Many other times we try to tell ourselves, say, ah, no, I can hang out
mm-hmm.
with these people.
Mm.
There's no way they're going to impact me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We just hang out. The more you hang out with them, the more certain things start to rub off.
Habits.
Exactly.
Mm.
So the choice is always yours
yes.
to choose what rubs off you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always important to check our surroundings to say if... I think for me, it's hard for me to make friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like saying that, but it's the truth. It's hard for me to, I've always find it hard
mm-hmm.
because every time I have that self-check to say, not that I want anything from anybody, but I always question myself knowing who I am to say, if I was caught up in what usually bugs me,
mm-hmm.
or let's say my mindset always troubles me because I think a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if I was to catch myself in this situation, can my friend that I entrust myself with, can they help me
mm-hmm.
get out of my own head?
Mm.
You know what I mean? I always question myself, say, mm-hmm. okay, if I'm to become friends and I'm caught in this kind of situation,
mm-hmm.
can they help me out? You know? So thank God that I have my community.
Mm-hmm.
Who have gotten to know me,
mm-hmm.
Understand me, and always come to rescue me when I need them.
Mm-hmm.
And I always come through for them.
Mm.
So always checking the community. What's the other?
So friends, family, and mentors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mentors. I think I would say not mentors, but the people that I've always looked up to,
because
mm-hmm. It's not everybody that I've looked up to that I've had
an encounter with. Yes.
So some, they're people that I just follow. I enjoy seeing their work.
Mm-hmm.
But those that I've encountered with, I've had a great experience with them. Most of them being Zambian creatives,
mm-hmm.
Content creators, filmmakers, actors. I've interacted with just I've helped,
mm-hmm.
Given me positive feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Always told me to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more you give out, the more you receive.
True.
You know, so I've learned to always give out more when I'm out there, and not expecting nothing in return. But just when people get to see how good you are,
mm-hmm.
they respect that, and they're always willing to share knowledge, what they know, and you get to pick one or two things from there.
Yeah.
But overall, I'm grateful for my family, my friends that I've always come through when I needed them the most. But one key fact I want to mention is Yemi Alade's manager said when they were starting out her career, many people thought there was a lot of people behind a brand, but what they didn't know is it was only her and him when they were starting out.
True.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So many of us, when we hear support system, we always want a big team, you know, but then we neglect maybe the only person you have is your one friend or the only person you have is your brother or your sister. That can be a support system. It's not every time that your support system might be 10, 20 people, 5 people. You might have that one person that is just your support system. And trust me, when you hold on to them, you go places. Yeah, I think that's...
I think I pretty much relate.
Yeah.
I think the only thing I can add is that... the role that family and friends have played in my life is significant, you know, with disappointments, you know, loving you and all that kind of stuff and just showing you support. I think for me, I've one thing I've come to understand is that you can never change people, right?
No.
But you can change people around you, right?
Yes.
So I think for me, that is one of the things that I had to learn, you know. So when it comes to like both family and friends, I'm one person who's easily influenced. That's the problem, you know. So understanding and knowing who to keep around is also very important for me, because knowing my type of nature and understanding the certain points that trigger me and certain things that I would want to, you know, get from people, because I know I'm also a giver.
Yeah.
So, It's an exchange of energy, right? So having those vibes every time is very important for me, you know? Where if I'm down, just like you mentioned, you know, I know that I'm able to rely on my friends or family, right? It becomes a sad part when you can't rely on either of those people, you know? So that has really played a part. I mean, I'm really grateful for each and everybody that comes through, you know, both friends and family, because... who are we? We are what we are today because of the things that our friends and family have contributed towards our journey. You know, so looking at mentors, I think I too don't have that. I used to have back in the day, but now I think I don't. You know, I only have, just like you, people who inspire me.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes I feel we uphold mentors like on a really high pedestal.
Yeah.
So sometimes you tend to look at them like gods, you know.
And when they disappoint.
But exactly, you know. So there'll be moments when they disappoint you, you feel some type of way. But we forget they're also humans, you know. So I think for me, I choose to put them on the inspiration list, because they have really motivated me to be in a place where I am today.
Sure.
So, yeah.
So, Paul, another question. It says... did you encounter any failures or setbacks that ultimately led to valuable lessons and personal growth?
Yeah. Again, stemming from the first question, right? We talked about failure, right?
Yeah.
And I best believe, you know, we are all here because, you know, somehow we all both failed at something. You know, we have all, even in the field that we are, we fail sometimes, you know. And I tend to look at failure for me in a different way now, because back in the day, right, feeling like when you fail, you feel kind of like left out, you know. Imagine being selected for an award, then you lose, you know. So I remember before I won the UK award at the Gospel Explosion, shout outs to them.
Yeah.
I was nominated in 2019, right? And I lost. You know, so some people tend to look at that like, ah, you know, he failed and all kind of stuff. But I had to learn, you know, for me, that was a learning point. You know, I had to learn, and there's a lot that I had to put in and I had to put in more work. Because for me now, that was like something like a wake-up call. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, my works are able to be recognized from people outside of Zambia, you know. So that was like a wake-up call for me. So I had to like now say, okay, now I need to put in like a lot of effort and a lot of work in what I do, you know. So that already just like gave me a little bit of a boost, you know, and stemming out to what we had now today, like even when winning the award in 2022, you know, it was just like, okay, all right, let's do it again, you know. So yeah, failure is just like part of success, and just learning the ins and outs of it has really taught me so many things. Okay. So yeah.
Right. I think just to add on what you said, I think like we earlier talked about failure, I think in the first question, failure, setbacks, and growth. Ultimately, we can't go back to childhood and say, no, I wish I was still 10 today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Growth is growth. So even in our various fields, we also have to grow, you know. And just like we were growing up as kids, there were challenges, you playing with other kids and whatnot, you know, misunderstandings. But all of that was a learning curve. So even in our careers, like mine, I encountered a lot of failures. There are things that edits were not going right, the videos were not coming out right, the shoots were not going right. But all of those failures were a learning curve. Say, okay, we didn't get this right. Okay, next time we're going to make sure we get that right.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to make sure that this is in point. So all of that was growth, because every failure we were learning from it. It only does not turn into growth when you don't learn from the failures. True. So it's always important that in every failure, there's a lesson that you get. That's why many other times that if we go through stuff and we keep praying, God, take me out of this situation, take me out of this storm. And God is like, you're not learning. So I'm going to keep repeating
the same pattern,
the same storm until you learn from it.
Yeah.
So it's the same growth, failure. When you learn from the failure, you move on.
True.
And you grow as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deep. Right. So Director D.
Now that
you have achieved triumph, how do you stay grounded and continue to grow both personally and professionally?
I wouldn't say I've achieved my ultimate triumph.
Okay.
I'm also still in my growing phase, but I appreciate where I'm at. I'm grateful for where I'm at, because I'm not where I used to be. God has done a lot of work. He's done a lot of miracles to see me to where I'm at today.
True.
Yeah. So I'm always grateful for that. I wouldn't say I've not accomplished certain things. I have, but I've not yet reached my goal. So I always remind myself that no matter what I've done, I've accomplished, there's still more I want to do. So I'm a student. I'm still a student, and I keep going, and What else did I?
No, I think that's all. Like, yeah, it's how do you stay grounded? So yeah, how do you stay grounded now during these moments?
I think it's always learning that the people that I respect in the industry, to where I ask myself, I'm like, with all of these things that I've achieved, and with everything they've done, I'm not even halfway there. But how are they still, you know, humble and, you know, respectful? Because I've seen certain people with little success, and we lose it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's finding the discipline to still be humble in the success that we constantly acquire. So I think just stemming from the discipline aspect is something that I'm always praying for to God, that it always keeps me disciplined in that area, that no matter what I might attain in life,
mm-hmm.
I don't lose self-respect for me
mm-hmm.
and for anybody else.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's deep. For me, I think it's always being in a place where understanding that God can take it away at any time.
Yeah.
You know?
100.
So I'm also not at a place where I envision, like, okay.
Yeah.
So I've also not attained the triumph stage that I would want to see myself at.
True.
So I am constantly growing, and I'm constantly being in a place where I want to see myself do better.
True.
You know, and see myself constantly growing, because if you stop learning, that's the death of you, you know. So we keep on learning each and every day.
Yeah.
The moment you say you don't want to learn, that's the moment just you consider yourself, you know, incompetent, because things are constantly changing, you know. And during, I think the most, like, hardest thing that people find, especially when you're in the limelight,
mm-hmm.
yeah, is being grounded,
yeah.
you know, because, again, certain people will try to take advantage of you and your humbleness and your kindness and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And people still throw shades at you. But, you know, I'll just mention two names that have really, you know, spoken to me when it comes to humbleness.
Yeah.
First, it's Kenny.
Yeah.
You know, and so Kenny Rock, right?
Yeah.
There was the time I was working for Subway.
Yeah.
This guy comes in the shop, right?
Yeah.
Looking at the status that he's attained and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Do you know that? Oh, you know that.
Yeah.
He eats a veggie sub.
You know?
And he's a very calm guy.
Yeah.
Very calm.
Yeah.
And this was my first time meeting him, right?
Yeah.
So my boss by then tells me, that's Kenny Rock. I'm like, no way. And I saved him on that day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no way. Kenny is like, yeah. So now, look at the humility he has, right?
Yeah.
He comes to us because you can tell that it's just him, you know? It's just himself, you know? He comes to us and he shows us a video of an advert he shot for Vodafone that no one has not even seen yet.
Yeah.
So he was like, this is an exclusive for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm like, God. When I grow up, I want to be like him, you know? The other person, right, is Pompey.
Yeah.
You know, that day I think I was alone,
mm-hmm.
right? When I was working at Subway,
I
was serving and both handling the till, right?
Okay.
So he comes, I think we're just the two of us for that. So we're speaking, you know, chatting, talking, you know, serving him, and I got done, right? So then another customer came in, okay? So also serving him, I was also serving another customer, so there are two. Yes, there were two. He wasn't alone. There were two people. Then we get to the till, right? So I serve him, right? I wrap the sub and I give it to him, right? So I wanted to get the number from him. He had to wait for me to get done serving the other person. So it's only a few people who have attained such type of success, right? Being in a place where they say, why am I still waiting for him?
Yeah.
I can go.
Yeah.
You know? He doesn't have anything to lose.
Yeah.
Duh. You know? So, those things, like, when I see such humility and humbleness, it really, you know, it gets me to a place whereby, man, you got a lot to learn, you know? You have a lot to learn. So, I think for me, these are things that have really played a huge part in just understanding and learning and saying, flaunting stuff in front of people and always just showing the side of you that you can flex and all that stuff doesn't really attain to the respect that people will give you, you know?
Yeah.
We have people with money, but yet, you know, how they behave is just something else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think those are the type of lessons that I have learned. Yeah, so how was the episode?
Was great. I think I like it because now I get to share
your story,
my story, get to share the people I've interacted with,
mm-hmm.
and hoping that somebody might catch some dimes here and there,
yeah,
learn one or two things, because that's the sole purpose of, you know, the reason for us sharing these stories is that hoping that somebody might be inspired and might start a fire in you, whatever you do. Right. So, yeah, grateful for the platform.
I can't say much, you know. So I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in and thank you so much for the love and support. Please go on YouTube, subscribe, follow us on Facebook, Director D, Popen837. Make sure you're following us so that you don't miss anything. So thank you so much for the love and support. The giveaways are still there. Every month, we're still picking 3 people from the list. It doesn't matter how many times you appear on that list, man. If you appeared last month and this month, it's all up to you because you've been putting in the hard work. So thank you so much from me and my man. Peace.
Peace out.